listening to Tarot Podcast Chick. We are entering into our new moon for March 6, 2019 in Pisces, that wonderful water sign that reminds us to attune ourselves to our intuition, our subconscious side, and also remembering that Pisces is the psychic sign of the zodiac. Now, if you do not know your moon sign, you can simply find it by searching online, having your birth date and time and location, and remembering that our moon sign is our intuition, our real intuitive side of self, how we really are inside. Now, of course, these readings could resonate with your sun or your rising or even your Venus, and if it does, then that's awesome. Now let's go ahead and get started. These readings will be for the mind, body, spirit, and also some really cool extras. We'll add in a love component, a purpose component for this cycle, as well as a chakra and a yoga pose. Now remember that the moon cycles are 8 cycles during the month of March as we enter into April. So make sure to come back and check out your sign by element throughout the other cycles, okay? I really appreciate you listening, and if this reading is meant for you, then it will make sense for you. And if it's not meant for you, that is okay as well. Keep in mind that these readings are general readings. I'm receiving energy from everyone influencing these readings. And there may be a nugget of information that you can take into your month. And remembering that these are your intentions for your new moon. So whatever intentions you need to set, I'm just here to help guide you through the process. But thank you for listening. Namaste. Okay, Aquarius moon. So the new moon is in Pisces, and Pisces is reminding you to trust your gut, trust your intuition. So Aquarius, as you embark on your new moon intention setting phase, hopefully this reading allows you to realign yourself back to what it is that's important and what you should be trying to manifest during this cycle. So let's get started on our mind, body, spirit reading. So beginning with our mind or our mental state, we received the Four of Cups. Now the Four of Cups is sort of like we are, for lack of better words, being a little bit bratty. Like someone is offering us something and we're just not interested. We're basically saying no, thank you. We don't even want to, have whatever it is you're offering. Some people believe that this could be meditative, maybe contemplating or trying to basically decide what is happening, reevaluating a situation. It kind of comes off feeling like maybe you're apathetic or unmotivated or disengaged or dissatisfied or bored. So mentally, you're just kind of like bored with the situation, essentially, whatever the situation is. This is suggesting that you need to reevaluate your situation mentally because you are not serving your higher self by kind of taking the stance of just like, you know what, I don't want what you have to offer. I'm not interested in you or it or whatever the thing is that is giving you this mental disappointment in someone or some situation. You also may just be sick and tired of whatever has been going on, and mentally you're just over it. You're withdrawing, you're looking for a greater peace and tranquility, which is why that meditative idea can be coming up in this reading as well. This can also mean that you're being defensive. So it just really depends. Either you are sick of the same old, you're sick of somebody or something, you're over it, you're withdrawn, you're seeking into self, you don't want what that person has to offer or that situation, or you're just being defensive because someone has literally irritated you, right? So you're ignoring everything. So let's unpack everything else and see how it kind of starts to come together, okay? So again, remembering that the Four of Cups is that cup's energy, is that water energy. And in your body, which could literally be your body, your health, your physical, career, home, family, money, all of that, that tangible realm, you receive the Six of Cups, but in the reversal, cups again being that emotional energy. So you're very closed off emotionally right now, Aquarius, which you being that air moon sign anyway, shows that you're always kind of coming from a place of how you're thinking about something. So when the Six of Cups is in its highest polarity, it's all about innocence, reunion, nostalgia, childhood memories. But in its lower polarity, you're almost like almost being naive or stuck in the past or unrealistic about maybe your situation, whatever that is. So let's continue to kind of unpack this. You might be clinging onto your past. So whatever someone's trying to offer you now, you're not interested in, or maybe you're clinging on to an old situation. So you're bored with whatever is being, presented to your life now. Or this could also mean that you have issues from your past that you haven't completely processed. That's kind of could be getting in the way of the progress of your present or future. This is really calling you to try to focus on living in the present. You might also be looking at life with rosy glasses, like, well, when I was living in this place, it was like this, or when I was at this, in this career, it was like this, or when I was with this person, it was like this. And you're forgetting the truth or the facts because you're just focusing on, you know, like we tend to do, we tend to leave a situation and only focus on the good. Which is great, but you need to kind of remind yourself of the facts, perhaps. You may also be disappointed with life not turning out the way you want it. Maybe you always imagine that by a certain age, you would be doing a certain thing or married or have 2.5 kids or living in a certain place, and you're disappointed. And so I'm kind of getting this vibe based on the first two cards that you do have this sense of disappointment. And a lot of it is coming from you don't feel like you are where you thought you would be or where you're supposed to be according to you. So no matter what is being presented to you mentally, you can't engage in it. Now, your spirit is in the Three of Pentacles, and Pentacles is a very grounding, craftsmanship, monetary, financial type energy, just in general with Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is reminding us that there's this collaboration or this learning or this teamwork. So since this showed up in your spirit, and I always say if you have a positive reading on the spiritual side of things, which is really your hopes and dreams and desires and faith, then you will eventually align mind, body, spirit. If everything's great in mind and body, but spirit isn't great, I feel like that's a little bit more of a challenge. So when we think about the Three of Pentacles, we can think about this person who's like a student or an apprentice who is so good at what they're doing that they actually have admirers, right? Watching what they're doing, or they have people who are willing to fund their ideas and support them, and people believe in you. So there's, or you believe in yourself even, you have this feeling that you have these goals and plans, and initially you feel very completed in that. The Three of Pentacles reminds us that we have this fulfillment and manifestation of a creative venture, of business, or we're building something, money, monetary. It also tells you that you have all the skills that you need to accomplish your goals in life, to succeed. So this may also suggest that you may need some help to complete the work. So mentally, if someone's off, like in the mental, when you got the Four of Cups, maybe you need to go ahead and take people up on their offer and, quit being so disappointed in what's not going right now, perhaps. If this is resonating, let's continue to unpack your reading. Your love life is saying that you have a new love. A new person has stirred your romantic feelings. So I'm not feeling like your reading is about love, even though you have a lot of water and emotions. I feel like your emotions are really somehow tied to, well, who knows? It could be about love. This is telling you have a new love that's stirring your romantic feelings, but maybe you're not giving in to it. That could also be the case. But the Pentacles is kind of reminding us that you're looking for, or you need to accept some sort of support. And the Four of Cups is saying that you're not really open. And the Six of Cups in the reversal is kind of suggesting that as well. Now, for your life purpose, or the, you know, your purpose right now is support. Your life purpose fully supports you. So whatever your life purpose is, the Three of Pentacles is saying you have all the skills you need to manifest your dreams and your goals. And you need to see things how they are. Maybe you need to go ahead and accept some help and some support from other people. Emotional support, perhaps. Looks like you have somebody stirring some romantic feelings, and hopefully you're open to that. And this is saying, you know, you need to go ahead and accept some support. So maybe it could be from the new love, who knows. Your chakra was in the sacral chakra, and the sacral chakra is kind of even like that creativity, sexual energy, desires, could also relate to even addictions and appetite and relationships and all of that. And you received inspiration, but this is telling me that you're not feeling inspired like you could be. That for whatever reason, you need to remind yourself that you are inspired. So yeah, something's definitely going on with your personal passions, I think, where you're kind of feeling a little bit disconnected from your purpose. But this is reminding you, and that's what I love about having that new love in your life. Sometimes romantic love, especially when it's new and it's in that those early fun phases, it can stir up inspiration everywhere. So maybe you've just been working really hard and you're starting to just get down in the dumps. This is reminding you to remind yourself that you're inspired. Enjoy those romantic feelings, flirting, and those crush-like feelings, and all of that new love energy, and push it back into your work. Accept the emotional support, help, energy, guidance, whatever it is, money even, from others to help you continue on your journey, because you have what it takes to manifest your dreams. Your yoga pose is arm pressure pose. This is a little bit of an advanced pose. In the full expression, you are in lotus, half or full, and your arms are in between where your legs are creased together, pressing the earth away from you and lifting yourself off the ground. You can also use blocks here. You can also just gently press your hands into the earth and press the earth away from you, as you maybe even just feel your body looking to lift off. And your mantra is, I know I am powerful enough to speak my truth and overcome any challenges life sends me. So maybe start confiding in others, Aquarius. I know you're all in your head. You're the mad scientist of the zodiac, as I see it. And sometimes you just need to talk and allow people to give you support. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing, or you're less talented or intelligent or any of those things. It just means that sometimes we need a little love. And Pisces will remind you of that wholeheartedly. Namaste.